Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show and just ask your smart speaker. Play WILK News Radio and it will. I do have a traffic update from Dixon City Police Department that the Viewmont Drive is beginning paving tonight at 10 p.m. Most stores should be closed, but if you cut through that area, just be aware of it. They will be paving from Main Street up to the Raymore and Flanagan traffic signal intersection. So, again, after 10 o'clock tonight, if you are headed into Dixon City near the Viewmont Drive area, just be advised they will be doing paving in that area. Again, most of the stores are closed by that point, so it shouldn't be too much of an issue. I was at an event this weekend with some media people, both radio, television, you know, the whole nine yards. And it became very apparent. They were amazed how little TV I watch. You know, they were talking about shows and things that are on the networks, and it was mainly focused around TV. And I don't watch sitcoms. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of pretty much anything. I have a couple shows that I watch, mostly on some streaming services. But as far as regular TV, you know, I'm into the National Geographic, the Expedition X's and stuff like that type shows. But other than that, really don't watch, you know, anytime there's an Adam Sandler movie on, of course, we'll watch that. But as far as sitcoms or reoccurring shows, I don't watch any of them. And they were dumbfounded, like how little I knew about different shows and different things that are on TV. And I truly don't. I mean, even The Office, which you know, is a staple for the Scranton area. Not that it was filmed here or anything like that, but you know the deal. Anyone you say you're from Scranton, all they know is The Office. So I really never watched that till some reruns after it was already done. You know, I started watching some reruns and enjoyed it. It's just it's not part of my day-to-day routine to sit down and watch, you know, regular TV or any TV for that matter. I watch a little news. I decompress when I go home watching something. If there's a movie on, like an old movie or a war movie or something, I'll leave it on. But other than that, there's nothing I really watch. And it kind of took them back. And this next story to where lawmakers, especially here in Pennsylvania, and NEPA is taking its own approaches with the school districts doing their own thing, about cell phones in classrooms. And it's the same, that media environment, that these supercomputers at the tip of our fingers that I think are extremely detrimental to our children and us, but more so to our children. Across the country, 35 states have laws or rulings limiting cell phones and other electronic devices in schools. 18 states and the District of Columbia where phones aren't allowed during the school day at all. And, you know, school leaders and lawmakers argue that phones are bad for kids. Mental health takes their focus away from learning. It's not just that. if there is one single thing, even more so than trying to have your kids stick to a food pyramid, which was kind of ridiculous from the start, but eating healthy is a great thing for you. And I think if you make it a regular part of your kids' upbringing, it sticks with them. But if there is one thing that I could say you could do that would be the most beneficial for your child, if you have children under the age of 18 right now, is get them away from their electronic devices as much and as soon as you can. Again, I've raised three children. They're all adults now. If I had to do it all over again, if it was starting now, the best thing that I could recommend you do is get them away from their electronic devices as much as you can. And yes, it is going to be probably one of the biggest battles that you've ever had to have with them. Start small. Start little. I talk quite often about the importance to having regular meals with your children, be it breakfast, be it dinners, be it a weekend meal if you can, or make it a weekend routine where you have breakfast and dinner those days. You'll make up for some lost time during the week. I understand schedules are hard. I understand people do a lot to juggle their family commitments. But if there's one thing you can do that would increase the success of your children, it would be get them away from their cell phones, get them away from the internet, get them away from these social media platforms, get them away from streaming their TV and services or whatever they have on their phones, whatever they're watching, their YouTube videos or their Snapchat videos or their Instagram videos, whatever it is, TikToks, whatever it is. Get them away from it. Have some time to where everyone's phone, and that's including yours, goes into a box, goes into a bowl, goes somewhere and does not come to the table. Can't be touched during the table. And if you see them start getting distracted, and believe me, I know. When I go away to hunting camp, we don't have cell phone service out there. And it takes a good day or two. I'm talking 24 to 48 hours for me to stop grabbing my phone and looking for an update. Because, after a day or two, you realize there are no updates coming. Then you finally put it down. And then you finally start paying attention more to what's around you. You start thinking more. You start interacting with people more. You start enjoying the environment around you. Your kids can do this too. Think about it. I talked about the Tunnels to Towers was this past weekend. You may not think so, but if you grabbed your child, your daughter or your son, whatever, and said, hey, let's sign up for a 5K. Let's sign up for a 5K and do it together. Me and you. Let's do it. Let's see if mom wants to do it too. Your brother, your sister, let's all do it. Yeah, they might, I don't want to do that. No, that's not, I run around all week. I'm not doing that. You know what? They'll probably remember that for the rest of their lives. As silly as it is, as minute and little of a thing it is, it's probably something they'll remember the rest of their life. You got kids, younger kids, grab the camping gear, especially this time of year. Grab the camping gear. Go out in your backyard. I don't care if you have a half acre in downtown in the valley. Set up your tent in the backyard with you, together with your children.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Set it up and say, hey, we'll sleep out here tonight. Get them away from these electronic holds because it's part of the problem. And there's a lot that correlates it to some of the things we're seeing today being focused on these phones and peer pressure and the total judgment. It's easier for you or I to realize that all you're seeing on social media are the highlights of people's lives. They're not showing you the worst. They're not showing you the ugly side of life. They're not showing you the bad parts of their relationship. They're not showing you the bad parts of their kids. You have to realize that. You are seeing 10 to 15% of someone's life on social media. Everything else is what they're hiding because that's not what they want projected out there. But that's not the real world. And we've had adults that try and live up to that mantra of, you know, I need to do whatever to compete with the Joneses. But that pressure on kids is a thousandfold because they don't understand that difference. They don't process that, yeah, that's real, not real. That little picture that was posted on Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok probably took 20 tries. And you're seeing that one shot that they gave the seal of approval to. And you're judging yourself based on something that's not true. Get them away from these phones as much as you can. Get them off their electronic devices. Get them out there. You know, one of the other things I was talking to a parent. They said, they were struggling getting their phone away from their kid. They ended up getting the Apple Watch and started doing some hikes and working out and stuff like that and incorporated the technology into changing their dynamic. And now they're regular workout partners. They send each other when they do things like if they're at school in gym class or something, you can send your workout to other people. My wife and I do it every now and then too. My kids are on it. You could do it your whole family, even if they're across the nation. But that's thinking out of the box to say, okay, I don't like this device. And listen, if you don't need to provide it, don't. Even better than getting them away from their cell phone, especially if they're under 16, is they don't need to have one altogether. You know, my daughter is in her young 20s and to this day doesn't have a Facebook page. Never did. Now she's on Instagram. I think she's just on Instagram now, I'll be honest with you. But never interested her. Never into that. Now, that was Snapchat for a while. Snapchat might still be there, but I don't think so. I think it all went to Instagram at this point. But get them away from it as much as you can. More important than anything, these supercomputers, these cell phones, this internet at their beck and call, especially in the advent of AI, is the biggest existential threat, in my opinion, to your children. Get it away from them. Get them back. What did the governor of Ohio said? Not the governor of Ohio, the governor of Utah. Go out and touch grass. Get your kids outside to touch grass. That was not a bad thing to say. Get your kids away from their devices. Get them out there. I applaud the fact that the schools are looking to do something to refocus them. I think that's a very small of a bigger problem in our educational institutions, including our public school systems. But I think it's a good start. I would like to see that also move to the teachers in the room. They should be focused on their students and not their own text messages. And believe me, if you have anybody who works in a school district, family members who are teachers, yes, they are constantly texting in their little text groups. So I think it should go across the board, and everyone should focus on why they're there in school. But you at home as parents, if there's anything else I could recommend to you, it would be to get these phones out of their hands as much as possible. Get them out of their lives as much as possible. Get downtime to where it's hours not available for them. Take control of parental apps that control your internet use, controls your Wi-Fi use, controls everything. Just today I was hearing stories that AI, ChatGPT and that, they're putting parental restrictions to where they'll be basically an AI supervisor for your parents' AI, for your children's AI. And as we go down this road, we are going to need all the help we can get. But the best you could do is to bring your kids back to the real world. Because the technological world, as much advance as it's given us, it's taken us those steps back so much further. And as we navigate it, and even you or I have problems navigating that technology and the dealing with it and the nastiness on social media and all that, the things we see on TV, the things we see on the news, our kids are battling that without the defenses that we've acquired over decades of experience. And it's our job as parents, the guardians, to be our children's guardian. So get them away from these devices as much as you can. Get rid of them if you can. And if your child does not have one of these devices, get the most basic phone, flip phone. If you need to make a call, you push a button type thing. I truly think we need to take a step back with technology when it comes to our children under the age of 16. Because we've gone somewhere over the past decade or so. Since the advent of these phones, since the advent of, you know, I remember when I got my first iPhone, my iPhone 3. I literally sat there talking to the guy, you mean I can get the internet on this? Like I just type in and it's connected? I was not a very technological person. And I mean, this was iPhone 3, so how many years ago was that? But again, any advice I can give you would be that. Get them away from their phones as much as you can. And then the rest is a winning battle for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.